Parshas Veschanon, we're studying two major fundamental mitzvos that are here in the parsha. V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol modecha. In the first parsha, Kriyat Shema here in Veschanon, and we have the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, which is also here in our parsha. And the Torah says, "Es Hashem Elokecha Tira." And both of these mitzvot are given in Perek Vav. Both are codified by the Rambam in the Taryag Mitzvos. And the Gemara in Sota says, "My Ika Bein Ose Me Avol Yose Meira." And the Gemara goes on to quote Rab Shimon Ben Elazar, "Gadol Ha'Ose Me'Ava Yoser Mina Ose Meira." So Ava becomes a higher level, a greater achievement than Yira. There seems to be, l'chora, a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam, as we saw, has both Ava and Yira in the Taryag Mitzvos. And yet, although in Mitzvos Aseh Gimel, he has the mitzvah of Ava, and then right after that he has the mitzvah of Yira. Nevertheless, in terms of the relationship between Ava and Yira, the Rambam is outspoken in Hilchos Tshuva about the relationship between Ava and Yira. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva that this is Perek Yud, Al Yomar Adam Hareini Osa Mitzvah Satora Vi Osek Bechachmasa, or he says Vi Efros Min Averos Kedesha En Notzel Min Aklolos Haksuvos Batoro Kedesha Lo Kores Bechayolam Aboy. He doesn't want to be punished in this world or the next, and that's what motivates him. Says the Rambam clearly, Ein roi lavar sashem al derech seh. To be motivated by fear of punishment is not the Oved Hashem. That's not the way that's suitable for Avodas Hashem. Shal Oved al derech seh, says the Rambam, who Oved miyira, v'ein omalas hanavim v'lo omalas hachachomim, v'ein ovdim Hashem al derech seh, ela ami ha'aretz. He speaks about the weak ones, the ketanim, and all this is in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva. If you compare that Rambam to the Sefer Mitzvahs, for example, the Rambam has Mitzvah Saseh Dalid, and that's Yiras Hashem. And the Rambam says that Nira, we should be afraid of Bias Onsho, of punishments, and he quotes out Pasuk in Veschanon, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And one would get the impression from the Rambam, certainly, that Yiras Hashem is an independent mitzvah, it's obligatory, it's not for the lower echelons, you know, it's not some sort of a b'dieved, but rather it's a mitzvah l'chatchila. And yet we saw clearly in Hilchos Tshuva that the Rambam advocates Ava, and that's of course the famous Rambam that Ava should be kmo shoge batamid, like a cholas choli Ava she'ein daitopnu me Ava sosa isha, the famous comparison to love of a woman. And the Rambam seems to clearly advocate Ava as an exclusive mode of Avodas Hashem. And Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, although again in Sefer HaMitzvahs it's allocated to a mitzvah unto itself, Mitzvah Saseh Dalid, but in Hilchos Tshuva the Rambam puts it on a much lower level and says that's not Roila, that's not the right way of serving Hashem. So how could it be a mitzvah and it's not the right way of serving Hashem? Now, let's just mention a few things before we try to see if we can reconcile this contradiction in the Rambam. First, let's mention the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk a little bit later on in Sefer Dvarim, and that's in Perek Yud. V'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach Ki Im Liyiras Hashem Elokecha Lelechas B'chol Drachav Uli Ava Oso V'lavodas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avavcha B'chol Nafshecha. And Rashi says that the opening line of the Gemara here on that pasuk is Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyira Shamayim. Rashi says Hakol Bidei Shamayim. Again, this is in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. You'll see it right there. He says Kol Ba Ala Adam Biyada Kodesh Baruch Hu Kagon Aroch Katzar Ani Oshir Chacham Shote Lavan Shachar Kol Bidei Shamayim. So it's already predetermined up in Shamayim whether a person will be tall or short, will be smart or dull, whether he'll be black or white. Everything is Bidei Shamayim. Aval Tzadik V'Rosha Eino Bo Al Yidei Shamayim. The determination as to whether he'll be a Tzadik or Rosha, that's already Masur Bidei B'Yado Shal Adam. V'Nosein Lefon of God gives to man Shnei Drachim too. Alternatives, v'hu yivchar lo yirashamayim, and hopefully he'll choose the right one, yirashamayim. But certainly we're talking about yirashamayim in a positive sense. The pasuk says ki im liyira, that's all Hashem is asking of you, and yira is given to man to make his own choice, and it's not dictated or predetermined or destined from Shamayim. Now on that pasuk of Kiyim Liyiras Hashem Elokecha, we find in the Archaim HaKadosh that he says that Yira Hiya Pesach Likones L'Shar HaAva. Certainly Yira is critical. V'kavonas HaKosvi Al Zeh HaDerech L'fi Sheyesh Beis Dargos. There are two levels, but you have to go through the lower level Zu L'mal Mizu until you get to the higher level. So the lower level is called Yira. And Lamala Mimena Ava. The Omalehem, Hashem tells the people, She'enom Vakish Mem Ki Im Yira, that Halavai they should reach the level of Yira. And then, if they're able to achieve that goal, then we can hope for the Ava also. Because as we said, the Yira is the Pesach, it's the opening to come into the gate of Ava. So the ultimate level that Hashem wants from us clearly is Ava. But first, let's go through Yira. The Rambam in Hilchus Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halachas Aleph and Beis, Mitzvah Lehovo Uli Yira. So the Rambam combines both. And the Rambam goes on to tell us, Hechi Aderech Liavosel Yira. So how do you achieve this level of Ava and Yira? And here's where the Rambam that we mentioned in the last year discusses looking out and having an appreciation and a perception of the Niflaos HaBriya, the beauty, the endlessness of the Briya. And here's where the Rambam tells you how to achieve Yira. Now the famous Mishnah in the first parak of Avos of Antignos, who said that Al Tiu Kavodim Hamshamshes Arav Manas LeKalb Pras Al Avu Kavodim Hamshamshes Arav Shalom Manas LeKalb Pras V'Yehei Mora Shomayim Aleichem. Certainly, we want to achieve this challenge of Mora Shomayim. The Bar Tanur on that Mishnah divides between Mitzvah Saseh and Mitzvah Lo Saseh. He says that the Avodah Mi'ava brings us to a state of zrizus, of excitement, enthusiasm towards Mitzvah Saseh, whereas Oved Mi'ira, that's going to bring him to a state of Zahirus Mi'mitzvah Lo Saseh. V'nimtzeis Avodos HaShleimus. So we certainly need both Ava to propel us with alacrity and zeal for Mitzvah Saseh, and Yira to see to it that we avoid any violation of a mitzvah's losas. And the two together integrate to form one whole, as he calls it, Mimtzeis Avodasa Shlema. The Tosfos Yontif on that Mishnah says that Ha'oved Meira Nizar Mimitzis Losasa, the same ideas we saw in the Bar Tanura, Ha'oved Meira is going to prevent him from violating a Losasa. Uma Shekinu Lashem Yisbach B'Shem Shamayim. Why is Hashem called Shamayim here? Yimora Shamayim, the fear of heaven. And he says that Lomar Shayira Zos Lote Yiras Onesh. Oh, now here we have a very fundamental distinction. Two modes of Yira. And maybe that's going to help us with the Rambam. The Tosfos Yontif says that there's Yiras Onesh. And he calls that, he classifies that as avodah chitzonit. That's really superficial, it's extraneous, it's not essential to the person. But then he says, avala yira, but what's the yira shehizer aleha, the yira that here that Hashem is warning us about, that we should achieve the level yira, that's mitzad gadluso yisbar, to appreciate the greatness, the romamus of Hashem. Now, if you look in Yochanan Boaz here, the Teferis Yisrael, he adds another point here. He says, Nirali, Ye Mora, Kvod Shamayim Aleichem, Aye Kvodo Yisbach, Im Tekayim Mitzvosav, Rak Bavur Schar, Ki Ilu Asisalo Tova Bazeh. You know, Hashem wants to bestow good, and if you're motivated to have Hashem bestow good on you, then that's a great level. And ki'ilu asisa lo tova. Again, you can't say you did something good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God is perfect and He doesn't need your help. And this idea, by the way, the Yochin, is something that you'll see also in Reb Chaim Volozhin, especially in his Pirush on Ovis in Ruach HaChaim. The Rambam on the Mishnah of Antignos, in his Pirush HaMishnayis, Rotzeh Bezeh, Shiyu Ovdim Mi'ava, that we should serve Hashem out of a state of Ava. But nevertheless, the Rambam says you're not exempt from Yira. You need both Yira and Ava. Even though you've reached the level of serving Hashem out of love, doesn't mean that you have to forsake the fear of God, the awe of God. That's why Antignos at the end of this mission about Ava adds and emphasizes Mora Shamayim. And here's where the Rambam again divides up, as we saw earlier in the Bar Tanura, but this is way before the Bar Tanura, between mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh. And he says, Oev lo yachmitz mitzvah vayore lo yavral al azhara ki liyira mavo gadol mitzvah lo saseh ubiyichud b'mitzvos hashmiyos. In other words, the Rambam says that Yira is going to play a very major role in preventing a person from violating those laws that are ethical, that are rational. And the Rambam clearly and consistently integrates, in both in a positive light, Ava and Yira, they work together, one hand with the other, and we need them both. And again, what we're going to have to do is come back to the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, who seems to downplay and almost denigrate Yira in terms of your mode of Avodas Hashem. We have to come back and try to put that into a perspective in the light of all this evidence from the Mishnah and on, and even in the Rambam himself, advocating Yira as one of the great mitzvahs and essential fundamental requirement that the Torah wants us to have to achieve Yira. Rabbeinu Yonah, also the super commentary in office, is Lavadas Hashem Ava Umi Yira. And it's interesting, in his mashal, Ha'eved Sha'oved L'Rabo, why is the servant, the slave, motivated to worship or to serve his master? Number one, Mipnei Gadluso. He really is in awe of the master. And number two, Malal Daitish Yachalon, so he realized that the master is holding on to the reins, and he can lash out at him and punish him if he doesn't behave. So there is both Ava and Yira in this model of an Eved serving his master. Then Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to advocate that in Yira of Hashem, Yira Shamayim, it should be Shamayim as we saw before, not Yira mi Onish, but Yira mi Gadluso Shal Hashem. The Meiri, in his commentary here on Ovo, says, Lotikalkel Avas Ashur Lasus Atzmeitz Hashem Kiben Bais. He says, if you had unbridled Ava without that balancing effect of Yira, pure Ava, he says that would reach the level of Lekalkal Sashura, like that of a child who loves God, and he's like, God is his best friend. But here we need to balance our Ava with Yira, Bereses Ubezea, because we are in awe of Hashem, we recognize his infinite actions and creations. Now, as you know, the Maral Miprag authored a commentary on Avos called the Derech Chaim, and he's also focused on the last four words of Antignos Yisocha V'yehei Mora Shamayim Aleichem. Hosif Lom V'yehei Mora Shamayim Aleichem Achshe Hizir Osam Al Ha'ava Hizir Osam Al Ha'ira Gamkeim V'zehu Ki Miderech Misha Oev Es Echad Libo Kshurabo. He says that when he gets this close, intimate relationship of Ava, somehow it overshadows and negates the Yira. Moshal zeh she'im echad mazkir shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu misha ohev Hashem yisporach kasher yishma odom dover she'nev lo ein sofek shehu sameach. He says that mentioning the name of God or being in the presence of someone who enunciates the name of God brings you to a state of simcha because you're such an oev of Hashem. Just to hear God's name already engenders a certain excitement and a certain simcha. But dover zemavatel ayira. But on the other hand, that somehow neutralizes, downplays the yira element. Ki yesh li odom shiye yore v'boel kasher yishma otzos Hashem mipnei ayira. When a person hears the name of God, his response should not be simcha. Okay, simcha is good, but more fundamentally, it's going to be one of yore v'boel, of yira and v'hius. You know, be respectful, be in awe, shake in the presence of the name of Hashem. L'fichach afshis hartias kama la'ava lo yi Hashem yisprach nechshev kamo o'avecha. You shouldn't be like your friend, like your best friend, as we saw in the Meiri. Asher taragil imo, you get used to your friend, you know, on a first name basis. You have to be totally aware and in acknowledgement of the infinite distance between Almighty God, the infinite God, and yourself as a speck of dust. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nivdal mimenu legamri. He always has to be sensitive to the fact that Hashem is completely nivdal. He's light, you know, millions, billions of light years away from you. It's not like you can touch him and you can pat him on the back and say, God, you're my best friend. There's got to be an awe here. There's got to be a distance. So on the one hand, you have the Ava element, where Yira Tzarek Shiyia Nechshav Elov HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nivdal B'menu Legamri Aval Ava Yachshav Shudavik Bo Yizbarach. So there's this very sensitive, almost dialectic relationship between the individual and God. He's got to aspire for Dveikus and Ava, but on the other hand, he's got to balance that off with a sense of Yira. So we move towards Hashem and then we move back to Hashem. It's almost like as if we take one step forward and two steps backwards to be nirta from Hashem, to be in awe of Hashem. And if you take a look at some of these commentaries on Avos, which are collected here by Rav Schechter, and he points out that the Mogen Avos says that Oev lo yishkach dover mimashe tzivo lasoso vayira lo yase dover mimashe huzer shelo lasoso v'tziruf hayira imahava hi avoda shleima. So the same idea that we've seen before. But shelo yomar v'yehei mora gehenem aleichem ela mora shamayim. Again, this idea that we're not afraid of the of the pains and the tortures of punishment, but rather a fear and awe of Romamus, of Shamayim. Kimi sheyore la'avar al divrei o'avo mirov avaso oso. And again, it's all an expression of ava. So the ava and the yira work together in tandem and integrate to form one synthetic whole. And it's a synthesis, zui yiras Avraham Avinu, the paradigm of which is Avraham Avinu, ki ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. V'lo ba achar akeda lahafchis ma'aloso, the fact that Hashem declares after the akeda that Avraham Avinu is a yirei Elokim, it doesn't mean to lower our view, our perspective on Avram from the Ava level down to the Yira level, because after all, Avram Avinu is the personification of an Oiv Hashem, but rather he says, Shia Oivo Likoro Yare Elokim. In other words, that the Ava of Avram Avinu towards the Rivon Shalom is integrated with a Yare Elokim. Again, not Yira Sa'onesh. Kima onesh hoyelo lira mimenu yoser mishchitas bno yechido. Would he be in greater fear of any punishment than to slaughter his own son? Aval hoysel li yira sel kibirov avos. So the yira was because his ava spilled over. It was so great. You can't contain it, and it reached the level of yare elokim. And again, he refers to the Gemara in Sota that we spoke about in Cain. Bein Oved Miava b'mitzvah say Bein Oved Miyura b'mitzvah slosa shneim tzrichim shetia avodosam li ava sakel. Even the ava, even the yira is part of ava. And again, it has nothing to do with waiting for reward and fear of punishment. It's just the yira of shamayim that is an extension, or if you will, the overflow of ava, which cannot contain itself. And if you look in Rav Yaakov Emdin in his Pirush on Avos, he writes that Yehei Moreh Shamayim Aleichem, again, lo mitzad ha'onesh, that would be external and superficial, but rather mitzad atzmo, Moreh Shamayim Aleichem, the same idea again that we've seen in the Rishonim, we see here in the Mefarshim. And it's not because Hashem might take our lives away from us. That's not what motivates us and generates our yira. But rather, tiro mitzad gadluso gduloso v'romimoso v'tiyah yiras Hashem al pneichem. In fact, the Medrash in Yalkut Shimuni says, mishosh adam omed b'tfila yehei sameach sha'oved laloka. But even though the ava of Hashem in the encounter with God in tefillah brings a person to simcha, but al tehei noeg bekalus rosh lefanav ela biyira. But it doesn't mean that it's an ava which lends itself to kalus rosh, to be flippant about it with a lot of levity and happiness. And no, but rather there's got to be yira, and that's the pasuk v'gilu bira'ada. And here we have the famous Gemara about Begilu Berodah Marvacha. It means that you have to integrate both Gila and Ava and Yira, which is called Ra'adah. Very interesting dialectic in which you have a thesis and an antithesis. You know, on the one hand, Ava, on the other hand, Yira, but the combination thereof is the ideal form of Avodas Hashem. Now, to reconcile the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, who advocates Yira only for the lower echelons of society, and it's certainly not something that the Rambam is encouraging. He says, "Ein roi l'avodas Hashem al derech zeh, sho'ovid al derech zeh hu ovid miyira," and that's not what we want. So we want to study the Pachad Yitzchak of Rav Yitzchak Huttner. And he says that he received a letter in which a question was addressed to him about this l'chora stira between the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and other Rambams in Pirush HaMishnayos and Mishnah Torah, all of which set up Yiras Hashem as a mitzvah say doraisa, as Hashem al kechatira, and yet the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva downplays and even discourages this level of Yiras Hashem. In order to answer this question, Rav Huttner begins with an interesting insight of the Sefer Achinuch, one of the Rishonim. The Gemara often asks the following question throughout Shas: Onesh Shamanu Azhara Minayin. The Torah specifies, spells out exactly what punishment you get if you do X. But the Torah, and the Gemara is looking for where the Torah formulates the Lotas, the Azhara. And in order to give a person Onesh in Bezdin, we need both an Azhara and an Onesh. And the Sefer Chinuch has an insight into the deeper meaning of this question, Onesh Shamanu Azhara Minayin. And he says that if we were to find the case of an Onesh without an Azhara, right, the Gemara is always looking for the Azhara, but if, let's say, in a theoretical world, there was an Onesh without an Azhara, Oz Hayadin, Shafal Pisha Bezdin Chayov Lahanishas Odama Osakein, the Torah is mandating a punishment for someone who violates, who implements a certain criminal act. Again, I'm not sure it's criminal because we haven't found the Azhara. He says, Mikomakom, Im ha-nenesh, nenash, maskimu, merutza, lekabalas ha-onesh. Fascinating. Let's say he feels that, the calculation, weighing the plus to the minuses, the benefits and the deficits, it's worth it for him to violate, to implement this action, knowing full well he'll get punished, but the benefits outweigh the punishment. In such a case, the Gemara is saying, if you didn't find an Azhara, ain't shum k'pei the bedover. That's the Asiyah itself is not in the realm of Chiyuv or Isur, and therefore he's okay, meaning he's a tzaddik, even though he's doing this Aver, because there is no Azhara. Ella, what, he's going to get punished, because the Torah says he has a Chovas Onesh, but the Etzem Asiyah is the Torah's that marked the law, because there's no Azhara. And he's willing to take the onesh, and that's it. He takes the onesh, and that's the prescribed punishment. Of Akshav, now, when the Torah gives us not only an onesh, but also an azhara, then even if the man says, I want to violate this azhara, and I'm more than happy to accept the surim, the punishment, and all the physical pain and suffering, he says, Ein polim klal lahachlish, this is not in any way, shape, or form going to mitigate the severity of the violation through the mice itself. So we have like two entities here. We have Onesh and we have the Azhara. This criminal may say it's worth it for me to take the Onesh, but that doesn't in any way lower or lessen his responsibility for violating the Azhara. The Azhara stands independent of the Onesh. And it's a kapeda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to involve, not to engage in that action. Shekshem shegufa vera hu benigud l'rotzen Hashem. And he goes a step further, the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, when the Torah gives the Azhara, it's not only revealing that a violation of this Azhara, the Maisa Vera itself, is against the will of God, but even more than that, Gamas Koma Varotzon Bekabolas Yisurei Onesh Heim Neged Ritzon Shel Hashem. Hashem doesn't want you to willingly accept upon yourself the punishment. Hashem wants you to avoid this Avera. V'nimtza Tesof Sof Gama Azhara V'Gama Onesh HaKol Chozer Li'ikar Kol HaIkorim Shehu HaTamah So that both the Azhar itself and the Onesh are revelations of God's will, and he who pays no attention to the Azhara and he's not impressed by the Onesh, he says, "Will it's worth of him to take it upon himself, the Onesh," he is violating the will of Hashem, because God, the cause of all causes, is telling him that he doesn't want this to happen, and God is revealing his will. Don't negate, don't violate the will of God. And if you're willing to say, well, you know what, it's worth it for me for the onesh, then again, you're basically saying that you're violating the will of God. So you have the, it's in a sense, it's a double violation. It's the action itself, in terms of violating the Azara, is an Avera per se, is a Bittul Ritzono Yisbarach per se. And on top to boot, the fact that he's making a statement, you know what? It's worth for me to get punished. I'm going to gain so much from this Avera, it's worth it for me to suffer the punishment. That itself is a Bittul Ritzono, because there's an implicit Azhara in the Onish itself, meaning the Azhara is now related to the Onish, and saying that don't poo-poo the Onish. The Onish itself is indicative of the fact that Hashem is saying to you, please, please, at all costs, avoid this action. And basically, all of Avodas Hashem, can be reduced to fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. But the question is the following. He writes, Tenach ha-hakpada al gufa vera. It's explicit in the Azhara, don't do X, meaning the Torah is makpid on the Avera, the violation of X. Aval osak podal heder ha-ema misura onesh zuminayin lanu. How do we know that the Torah is makpid on the fact that a person is not afraid of the punishment? He's willing to accept the punishment. It's worth it for himself. Hare b'chol ha-asra omer ha-musra afal pichen. Aha. There's a halacha of Hazara. You have to warn a person in order to give him a punishment. And then the criminal has to say, Afal Pichin. I heard the warning. It sunk in. It didn't fly over my head. It penetrated into my consciousness. But nevertheless, it's still worth it for me. Despite the warning that you're telling me what punishment I'm going to suffer, it's worth it for me. Minayin lonu shemilvad hakpodal gufa variation or hakpodal amiras afal pichen. There's a double violation here. Not only is he violating the averit per se, but he's also violating the azhara, and that itself is a new machayev, a new kpeda, a new source for God to be angry. And the answer to that question is kizen nichal b'mitzvah se doraisa des Hashem al kechatira shepirusha hu lira mipachad onsho. Yes, there is a concept of being afraid of the punishment. And inherent in that concept is this scenario, this case of someone who defies God by saying, you know what, it's worth for me to take the punishment. Ha ha. I'd rather take the punishment. I'm not impressed by your punishment. And that again is a bittul of Ratzon Hashem. And all this is inherent in the pasuk Es Hashem al kechatira. Hare mitzvah zu dina kechol shar mitzvos halavavos shabbat Torah shalom mechuyov lashkina bilvavo v'chol adam mechuyov lefateach bilvavo v'nishmaso ema v'fachad v'lios nirgash v'nifchad mipachad onshe averos v'oso musra makabal of esasro v'omer af al pi chen harei u'mevatel biyodayim es pachad onesh haavero. So there is this concept inherent in Yiras Hashem of Lira Mipachad Onsho, and it means that a person has to let the Shekhinah reside in his heart, and if he wants to develop his heart in the right way, in the right path, he has to develop Ema V'Fachad, that he should be afraid of Hashem's Onesh. If a person comes along and he says, well, you know what, Afal Pichein, I'm going to accept this Hashem, I'm not afraid of the Onesh, he's basically involved in active bittul of pachad ha-onesh ha-avera. Hashem wants us to be afraid of the punishment and the avera, and he scoffs that. He's being mevatel that. Now let's go on in a different paragraph in the pachad yisum, because again, ultimately, we want to swing back to the Rambam, that distinction of the sefer achinuch between the Onish and the Azhara is going to come to help us and shed a light on this seemingly contradiction in the Rambam. Mistabra Tuvi says, "Dizui asvara tova l'shitas harosh." What's the shitas harosh? The Rosh says, "Hamusra makabal asra nasim mumra al yidei kabal asra." A fascinating chiddush of the Rosh, that if he accepts the asra, he becomes already a mumar. the Kabbalah Sasra itself generates movements. Now, why is that so? He hasn't yet violated the Avera. And the answer is because Al Yidei Zehu Nasev Mumer Lahachis. The very fact that he declares Afal Pichen and he's Mekabel Asra, that makes him into a Mumer Lahachis. The Lomer Lomer came. What does he benefit by saying Afal Pichen? Al Korchok the Kavanos Lahachis. It must be because he wants to show how defiant he is against the will of God. Vaya Dvar Nira de Mumeris he. Beguf Maisa Avera. We could say that the Mumeris is generated by the Avera per se, Al Yidei Kabbalas Hasra, Holeches Avera Atzma, Venases Begeder Lahachis. The Kabbalas Hasra converts the Aver itself into an Aver Lahachis. You could always say that the Aver was L'teyomon, but now that he says Afal Pichein, that declaration is converting, is transforming his Avera from an Aver L'teyomon into an Aver Lahachis. But maybe we could go even a step further once we have this halachic ruling of the Rosh that Kabbalas Hasra makes him into a Mumer Lahachis. De me'achar de amira zu shal afal pichen ibitul pachad onsho she mitzvahs asay shal es Hashem al kechatira rebevada yeshkan prikas ol shel yirashamayim who prikas ol shel yirashamayim arezu maisim mumris. You can sharpen this up, says the Pachad Yitzchok, by saying that the Torah says es Hashem al kechatira, that we have to have a pachad of the onesh of Hashem. And now that he declares afal pichein, he's mevatel the pachad onsho, this is certainly a prikas ol shel Yerushalayim. And that prikas ol of Yerushalayim is going to constitute a maisa mumris. There's a twofold meaning to the Rosh and this halachic formulation that Kabbalah Sasra is what generates mumris. First connotation is that why is he declaring his defiance? He must be a mumar lahachis. He's motivated lahachis. He's not saying, well, you know what? I can't overcome my yitzhar. He's saying, no, I don't. I'm defiant. I'll take the onish. You know, tutmer epis, do something to me. But number two, because of the es Hashem al kechatira that engenders a chiyuv, an obligation of pachad onish, when he goes ahead and he says Afal Pichein, he's mevatel at mitzvah asay of es Hashem al kechatira. He's not interested. He's defiant of onesh, of pachad onesh. Is then he's a porek ol of Yerushalayim, and the prikas ol of Yerushalayim makes him into a mumar. And now perhaps we can come back to the original question about the so-called apparent contradiction in the Rambam. When the Rambam writes that Yiras Onesh Eino Roy El L'Ktanim V'L'Chalushe Adas, that we don't advocate in favor of Yiras Onesh, HaKavona Ili Oso Tzir Shal Yiras Onesh Kefishi Mitzuye Tzal K'tanim V'Chalushe Adas Ta'ayinu She'etzem HaPachad V'Amora Mipnei Onesh Einam Nichnasim Klal B'Cheshen HaMitzvahs El She'apachad V'Amora Einam Meshamshim El Shmira Tivis HaSosemes Es haderech le avera. There's some sort of natural mechanism in a person that blocks him his way to the avera, and that's the pachad of onesh. Has nothing to do with his motivation to serve God. Has nothing to do with his cheshbon and mitzvahs. He's just simply, almost intuitively, without even thinking about it and analyzing its meaning, he is afraid of onesh. He's engendered within himself, because he's a katan, let's say, a fear of punishment. And he thinks God is going to zap him. And that's a shmirat tivis. You know, on the one hand, the outcome is very good. He's going to keep him in shape. In other words, it's going to control him and discipline. He won't violate the Torah law. But it has no connection to cheshbon ha-mitzvahs. Nitza Mishu Shateva Shalo Aina Nirta Meashmirazu Hare Ainlo Olav Klum. In other words, if we were just operating on the level of being nirta in a shmira tivis, people are afraid of punishment, then if you find someone who's not afraid of punishment, then what can you say to him? You know, we have no claim against him, because if the Torah is advocating yira, meaning fear of punishment, it should be something that he feels naturally. If he doesn't feel it, then he doesn't feel it. Now we can add another element into the equation. And this is an even lower level of yiras ha'onesh. It's a person who says that I'm not, you know, if there was only onesh and there was no asara, I'm not interested in the power of punishment, the fear of punishment to inhibit me. I'm not inhibited at all. He's willing to make that trade-off. And as we said before, there's no kpedal gufa maisa. So, you know, in his mind, he's saying, look, you know, okay, I should have this natural fear to avoid punishment, but in this case, it's worth it for me. The benefits outweigh the deficits. And therefore, he's not concerned with the gufa maisa. It's just a din of ownership. Vim adam osa kach v'kach harei aleinu la'anisho aval ein kan shum musag shel nigud l'rtzono shel mokom. In other words, it's not like this criminal is battling in his mind, wait a minute, should I be inhibited? Should I restrain myself at this because I'm violating the will of God? No, the will of God is not really part of the equation. He's just making a pragmatic decision, two sides of the scale, the punishment that he's going to get on one side and the benefits, the enjoyment he'll get on the other side. In other words, these two modes that we described of yiras ha'onesh, they really fit into what the Rambam is discouraging us to serve Hashem out of yira. The Pachad Yitzchok is using this logical distinction between the Azhara and the onish that appears in the Sefer Chinuch to apply to the Rambam and say that you might have a person who's not involved in the Azhar as well. The Yiras HaOnish in his case is purely onish without any inhibition about violating the will of God. That's the lowest level of motivation of Yira that's possible. That's appropriate for Ketanim and those who are Chalushe Adas. Therefore, the Rambam here in Hilchas Tshuva, reflecting on that type of person who's motivated purely by Onesh, Yiras Onesh, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Yiras Onesh. The mitzvah of Yiras Onesh means be afraid of Onesh insofar as it is an extension of the Azhara, of the violation of the will of God. And as we said before, if he's staying well, it's worth it for me to take the onesh, then he doesn't have the pachad of onsho yizbarach. It has nothing to do with God punishing him. It has nothing to do with the violation of the will of God. It's simply a relationship to onesh. You know, he's just fearing onesh, no matter where that onesh is coming from. It has nothing to do with the azhara. And what the Torah wants to command us is the pachad ha'onesh yisbarach, onsho yisbarach, that we should understand that just like we have to have a love of God, we also have to have a fear of the punishment of violating the will of God. The Sefer Mishnas Rabbi Aaron by Rabbi Aaron Cutler also tries to approach this l'chora contradiction in the Rambam. He begins with the Mesil Shav Perek Dalid regarding Zahirus, and Zahirus meaning being very careful in avoiding any sort of violation of Hashem's will. He says it is a hisbonenus, he says, al chomer havoda, you know, some sort of understanding, contemplation of the seriousness of serving Hashem. This contemplation divides up into three levels. There's the Shlemi Adas on the highest level, the Pchusim Imenu on the middle level, and then finally Kol Hamon, the rank and file citizen, on the lowest level. As far as the Hamon, it's all about Schar V'Onesh. And the Mesil Sishar and the Ramchal goes into a discussion about the Omek Hadin and the Avod of Yiras HaOnesh, and especially with regard to Onshei Olam Hazeh, that's on the lowest level. And Rav Aaron wants to identify that low level with, in the Ramchal's frame of reference, with the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. And the Rambam seems to add another aspect, another dimension. Not only are we talking about someone who's motivated by fear of punishment in this world, but also fear of punishment in the next world. Because the Rambam explicitly mentions, as we saw earlier, Ekareis Michai Olam Abba, and Ein Roy Lavod B'derech Zeh, that's the lowest level of this Bonenus Al Chomer HaVoda, the seriousness of his commitment to serve Hashem. So even Onesh, a fear of Onesh in Olam Abba, that's already included in the Yira of Ami Aretz, of the Chalushi Adas that we spoke about before. And it's called Shalom, Shalom Lishma. And he writes, V'achrei d'matcha yetzer al yedei yiras ha'onesh u'misnaig al pi ha'torah bo al yedei zelamal yiras ha'romus. Again, at one lowest level he's afraid of the punishment, but that's meant to engender within him as he proceeds and ascends to a higher level, a yiras ha'romus, and ultimately to avas Hashem. V'ein zek ha'asher nidma Hamischakimim ki ruchnius tzricha shetovo ach me'akora v'rotzon tov v'lo ma sheba b'derech kfir. He says that somebody might object and say, well, you're telling me that because of the coercion and the fear of punishment, I'm going to get to this higher level of Yiras HaRomos. That's not the way it should go. My Yiras HaRomos should come out of a hakoras rotzon atov. So Rav Aaron quotes to him the famous Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus Gerusha, that sometimes we have to force a person before he's willing to give a get, and that willingness to give a get really is an expression of his deepest, most essential will and desire, even though it came because of Onesh. But Lamais, at the end of the day, he remembers Hashem and he commits himself to God's will because of that punishment. So he moves on to the next level. And the Pasuk says at the end of Dvarim, Visbarech bilvavcha lemar shalom yieli, lo yov Hashem slach lo. Says Rav Aaron, arei ha'onesh gadol kol kach ad she'eino nirta, al she'eino nirta b'shamo kol ha'Allah. The man is standing, he's hearing the curses of Hashem, and he says, you know what, I'm not impressed by it. And he's not nirta. He's not inhibited by hearing these curses. Is kevin she'eino shayach liyiras ha'onesh arei meshul mikol efsharos lativ darko. If he's excluded the very lowest level of the fear of punishment in this klola that includes a scary kind of description of the punishments, even that doesn't impress him, then he's certainly not going to climb the ladder and go to the next level and then from there to the highest level. But if a person has a yiras ha'onesh, he hears the klolos and the olos, and he gets scared because he realizes the implications of his actions. Such a person is already on darga number one, and we can hope that he will ascend the mountain and reach a higher level and a higher level. And the name of this essay is Yiras HaOnesh. And then Rav Aaron has another essay which is very similar, called Im Ein Yira Ein Chachma. He quotes the famous Gemara in Shabbos, "Ein lo l'kodesh baruch lomo," right after the Churban Habayis, all Hashem has is Dalat Amos Shel Halacha. And then there's another statement, "Ein lo l'kodesh baruch hu b'olam el yiras shamayim bilvat." You know, it's the yira is a mitzvah saseh. But not only that, it's a mitzvah say which is go remes lishmiras hator b'kum v'aseh b'shevi altaseh. The year itself protects man from violating the will of God through a losaseh or non-fulfillment of an essay. And that's what Eov means when it says yirei Elokim v'sar meira. And if we look at the Akedah, after the Akedah, as we mentioned earlier, it says, "Ati yodati ki yirei Elokim ata, hareisha amad b'nisoyen ha'akedah mitzad ha'yira, v'af shebar ki efshal adam l'kayim dvar Hashem gam b'li yira mitzad ha'yidia bilvad, bein ha'yidia b'schar v'onesh, b'zeh, u'bibaba, u'bibo, u'vein, mitzad ha'yidia b'ruch niyuso, af she'ein bo hergesh ha'yira, aval yeshnam nisyonos kabirim li'odam shal yuchal lamad ben b'li yira shemayim v'gam ha'yira hikli milchoma b'yad ha'gibar." So again, despite the fact that it's possible for a person to fulfill the will of God even without yira, just simply because he knows that this is the will of God and he intellectually perceives that this is what he has to do and this is the way he has to behave, but nevertheless, that's not going to last forever. He won't be motivated enough in a consistent, continuous way if he doesn't have the real, genuine yira. There'll be nisyonos kabirim, there'll be some really, really difficult, excruciating challenges that man will face, and he won't be able to withstand and successfully triumph in those challenges without Yira Shamayim. He needs the Yira. That's his weapon with which he can go out to war against the forces that try to trip him, the temptations of the Yetzirah. And for that, he must develop within himself Yiras Hashem. And that's the Yira Shamayim here that we must have. He says, "Mikomakom nisayna keda amad rak mitzad ayir mishum diyeshna minyanim asher yediyah va'aval lo yoilu v'tzarech letokef hayira sheyesh bekocha lichbosh hakol." This is the principle that Rabbi Aaron formulates here, which is pretty surprising chiddush, that sometimes ava will not be powerful enough. In the case of the akeda, ava without yira will not be successful. And he must have Yira as well. And that's why Hashem commends him, Avram, after the Akedah, for his Yirei Elokim. And V'im Avos Kaf is Kol Shekein Etzel Shar B'nei Adam Shayira Yisod Godol B'Torah V'Avod V'Ezer HaIkri L'Kiyum HaTorah V'Limud HaTorah V'Kabbalah Sol HaTorah. The Ava itself is not going to project him all the way. He needs the fortification, the extra maintenance of support of Yira. So Rabosai, in this context, we have really done a pretty exhaustive study of Ava, Yira, and the relationship between the two. I would like to talk to you about another dimension of Parshas Vayeschanan, and that's Lifnim Mishrus Hadin V'Asisa Yoshev HaTov, is also here in the same Perek Vav, and speak about Lifnim Mishrus Hadin. But time is running out, so we're going to end the shiur right now. And Amir Hashem, B'li Neder, at some point in the future, we'll talk about V'yasisa Hayashar V'hatov. I want to wish everyone a great Shabbos.